Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, and helping me to understand politics in London, which is especially cross-current right now. I'm not quite sure how many parties there are in Parliament anymore. I thought Labour had a 165 majority, but we now see headlines. Perhaps they are deliberately provocative to get me to read them. That Mr. Starmer is fighting for his job. That the disappointment comes from the backbenchers of many stripes and from the Tories and then the rising Farage. At the same time, Mr. Starmer has been adamant about supporting Ukraine and making a very large commitment about military matters to Ukraine. Does he have the money? Does he have the party behind him? Unknown. So I turn to you, Anatole. Is Starmer genuinely in trouble, or are they entertaining us at Thanksgiving?
No, Starmer himself is genuinely in trouble because ever since the government took office, with, as you say, a huge parliamentary majority, but with only one third of the electorate because of the weird way in which the British election system works. But you have had an impression of leaderlessness and drift on domestic policy. The government really doesn't seem to know what it wants, what its basic principles are, where it's going, what its plan is. It doesn't seem to have a plan. Now, the only area where Starmer has retained personal prestige is indeed in foreign policy, because you do have an overwhelming political consensus still in favor of supporting Ukraine. So I think that's, you know, another reason why Starmer has really been playing this issue up, because it's the only one where he can still, you know, retain an element of, you know, the impression of political leadership and prestige. But the feeling is that if, as expected, the regional elections in Britain next spring lead to really disastrous losses for Labour, that Starmer will be ousted by a revolt in his own party. But, of course, whether the replacement will be any better is very open to question because, as you say, I mean, there are irreducible questions of money. You know, one of the reasons he's in such trouble is that the government has been flailing around trying to find savings so as not to break its promise before the elections not to raise taxes or not to raise income tax. But now all the analysis of the coming budget suggests that the government is going to have to raise taxes. And, you know, in the long run, whether Britain, you know, without the United States, with Europe, of course, but can really continue to support Ukraine at the present level, while, of course, also trying to rearm Britain, is a very open question.
The Kremlin listens to Whitehall. Is there a conversation underway?
There is. I mean, it's quite interesting because the new National Security Advisor, who is the old National Security Advisor to Tony Blair, Jonathan Powell, has been trying to open a back channel to Moscow and has also, it seems, it's reported, proposed a conference on to try and bring about peace in Ukraine. And interestingly, as a package, I mean, before Britain was really insisting that there must be a ceasefire before concrete negotiations, the Russians always rejected that, and the British have now, it seems, given it up. So there is movement on the British side. But the Russians have said that Powell didn't come with any you know, concrete proposals, or at least compromise proposals, beyond what Britain has already said and Moscow has already rejected. So I think there is a real shift in London, but it would, well, I mean, it would have to go a lot further than it has so far. And of course, the Russians would have to be prepared to move to meet it. And neither of these things is happening so far.
30 seconds. Mr. Starmer's adamant support of Ukraine, is that popular in Britain?
It is, up to the point where people realize that they're going to have to pay for it themselves very heavily. That is the huge question, of course, not just in Britain, but across the whole of Europe.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.